broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Cosby live on your radio. This is indeed the broadcast for June the 10th in the year of our Lord, 2016. This is hour 2 of 2. The goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country, and the traditions of our founding fathers. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. We also are convinced the checks and balances in the system that our founding fathers gave their lives and sacred honors and fortunes for, that is the answer. We don't need a revolution, but a restoration certainly is in order.
Hey, Richard, I just want, did you know that Barack endorsed my wife for president of the United States? Did you know that, Richard? Oh, this is phenomenal news.
Yeah, I guess I kind of heard that.
Welcome to the broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. Sheriff Richard Mack, our guest. RichardMack.com, CSPOA.org, the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. Richard's actually broadcasting live with us from Texas. He's on a huge, I don't know what you say, gallivant through Texas, helping sheriff's candidates tell the tale of liberty, huh, sir?
Yeah, it is. In fact, yesterday we... yesterday? Gosh, I can't keep track of all this now. Day before yesterday, we actually met with Bill Wayburn, who has actually won the sheriff race in Tarrant County, Texas. He's the only one, I guess, that has already sewn it up because he doesn't have an opponent now going into the general election in November. So our hats off to Sheriff-elect Bill Wayburn, Tarrant County, which is a big county right outside Dallas. And then, of course, we met with someone you're very familiar with, Kirk Launius, who is running against the incumbent sheriff in Dallas County, who is also one of our CSPOA members and a very good friend of ours, who you've met. I think he's been to every single convention we've done. And he's running and has a real good chance, I think, to unseat one of the worst sheriffs in America, in Lupe Valdez. And they've already been going after him for being a right-wing radical because he's associated with the CSPOA, which... the only sheriffs belong to them are the right-wing crazy nut fruitcakes in America. And so they're already going after him for being associated with the CSPOA. And it's wonderful to see that many of our CSPOA candidates are winning. And we really are praying for Kirk Launius to be successful in his bid. And then tonight we have another meeting in Texas, and then tomorrow another one in Oklahoma. So last night we were in Oklahoma, about an hour and a half from Dallas, where I'm staying right now.
All right, that's fantastic news, and you're going to be still finishing up in Texas here over the next several days, right?
Yes, finally. I came here Monday, and I get home Saturday, and it'd be 6 different meetings during that time. So, yeah, it's been really fun, and we've been really busy, and that's how we like it.
All right, Kurt, what do you say?
Well, Sheriff Mack out there creating havoc everywhere he goes, you know what I mean? It's just impressive to think about the good sheriff doing the work that he, is so well-equipped for, you know, good work, Sheriff.
Well, thanks.
Did you see the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruling, Sheriff?
Say that again, Sam.
Did you see the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruling? It was a 7-4 decision.
Oh, yes.
And we had on Larry Pratt last hour talking about this. He was telling us how awesome Piers Morgan was to bring people to the gun owners memberships, etc. And I was telling everybody that Piers Morgan's a poppet. Do you know what a poppet is?
A puppet and a I don't know.
Yeah, a poppet's kind of like a puppet, but usually they say it has to do with witchcraft and stuff like that.
Oh.
And so I was calling Piers Morgan a poppet just because, you know, his legendary rants against our right to keep and bear arms is fascinating. And then they started a petition when he got kicked off CNN where they were like, no, don't send him back across the pond to us. But this is serious, though. The United States Court, Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, authorizes the destruction of the Second Amendment, basically. Now, we've got to stand against this strong. The question to you is, will this rifle across the country like the same-sex marriage stuff did, or will we stop it? What's your thoughts?
Well, that's what I was going to ask you, what Larry said we need to do, because I was going to call him about that and say what we need to do, or do we just wait for this to get to the Supreme Court, which I'm positive it will go to the Supreme Court, because it's in conflict with another circuit.
Yeah, but I don't know that it'll go to the Supreme Court, though, because I think the Supreme Court will say we already ruled on that. Remember the Chicago case or whatever, where they basically said, you know what, you do have a right to keep and bear arms. They've already really ruled on this, and that's why what they need to do is impeach these judges over this.
Well, is that what Larry said?
No. Larry basically said that we've got to work to control the NRA by providing leadership to the NRA. If we put enough pressure on them, they can stand against it, and that's how we can stop it.
Well, okay, because on this particular issue, I was wondering if they did actually address this, because this is, I thought the Heller or McDonald case was saying that, yes, you have a right to have a gun, but this one specifically said, yeah, you can have a gun in your home, but you just don't have a right necessarily to carry it concealed in public. Which is ridiculous, of course. You know, I just want to make that very clear. You already know how I stand on all of that. But I think the circuit courts have taken a stand on this, but I don't believe the Supreme Court has actually addressed concealed carry.
I agree. My conviction is, though, they'll weasel out of it. We certainly don't want it to go to the Supreme Court as it stands right now. We don't have enough to make it win at all with one shy on the Supreme Court and the Republicans stopping it. They're in a really horrible position, sir.
Well, I know. That's what I was saying, too, because it should end up 4-4, which means the Supreme Court, if it draws on this issue, if there's a tie, then it goes back to the circuit court, and that ruling will stand.
Right.
So
we better be very careful here. We're in a serious pickle, to say the least. What do you say, Kurt? Did Larry say anything else that stood out to you in terms of how to solve this thing?
Well, you know, he is full of solutions, you know, and the solution typically is just the power of those members of the Gun Owners of America who basically deal or connect with their representatives and senators, and when they feel the heat, they see the light.
One of the things that Larry did talk about is he said, listen, the only court that's really constitutional that we must have is the Supreme Court to fulfill constitutionality. You know, maybe we ought to just basically have Congress dissolve the Ninth Circuit and say, you guys are runaway thugs. We got to stop you. We don't have a use for you anymore. Your rulings are beyond overreach. And so I nicknamed them King George clones. On the Supreme Court, sold our Second Amendment down the river, and they must be impeached and stopped. He did refer to that as well.
Well, that's absolutely correct. I just don't see the Congress or anybody really being that bold in doing anything about it.
I'm going to the White House. I'm going to the White House. Isn't this a wonderful day, Richard?
I would love to see Congress do something that bold and that effective, but I just doubt it.
You know what? To celebrate Hillary's inauguration, I've just decided that all the members of Congress ought to bring their wives. That's what I'm kind of thinking.
Yeah.
Don't you think that'd be all right?
When was the last time that the President of the United States, and I use that term loosely when I'm talking about Barack Obama, but he actually endorses somebody who's under a federal investigation.
Hey, now, if you people want to go in and talk to Hillary, I'll just entertain all your wives. I'm the first lady now, and I'm telling you right now, I'll take care of your wives, so you guys go ahead and meet with Hillary, okay? It's just crazy. I'm telling you right now, if we're not careful, we're going to have Hillary as president, sir. We'll talk about that coming up. There's also an interesting ruling that says that Puerto Rico's not sovereign by the Supreme Court. It all started with a gun battle issue as well. And then we got some Trump news to cover. We'll do it all in seconds. Sheriff Richard Mack with us. CSPOA.org, RichardMack.com for his books on your favorite talk station.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R-word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. This half hour Liberty Roundtable is brought to you by thepowermall.com. When you want to do business with the good guys, please think thepowermall.com. And I'm telling you right now, I've been making chili and other foods, and I've been putting some of these phenomenal herbs and et cetera foods that Joyce Riley has in my food. Onion granules, 16 ounce, on sale for $16. It's incredible. You got onion granules, you got onion powder. You got all kinds of stuff. Phenomenal herbs and spices. You've got 10% off new Manna Foods and more. All right. You got Seeds of Destruction, the hidden agenda of genetic manipulation available, and all kinds of special discounts and closeouts. Get a hold of Joyce Riley and crew at the Power Mall, thepowermall.com or 877-817-9288. 9829. Make your order today. All right, Sheriff Richard Mack riding shotgun. You know what? The presumptive nominees are Bill Clinton and Donald Trump. I mean Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. And Hillary is convinced she's going to win. And believe it or not, you know, a lot of people thought that was laughable at the beginning. And I told you, you know what, folks, you have no idea the stamina, the capabilities. I mean, they're like weeble wobbles, but they don't fall down. These people are crazy. Nevertheless, there's a tale of drug running by the Clintons, which has all kinds of evidence. There is a dead body count. How much all that's legitimate, time will tell. But you know what? The question is, will Hillary win? And I submit to you, even the Republicans now, although they're endorsing Clinton or Trump over and over and over, the inside Republicans are still attacking Trump. Okay, so you got the Democrats all against Trump, Hillary against Trump, the mainstream press against Trump. And I'm not for Trump, by the way. Don't misunderstand me, but I'm telling you. So now the latest headline for the New York Times basically says, hey, Trump's trail of unpaid bills puts his judgment into question. What about his judgment as a businessman if he's not paying his bills? And what about as the potential commander-in-chief? So I ask the question to you, Sheriff. Does Donald Trump's trail of unpaid bills raise question about his judgment as a businessman and commander-in-chief?
Well, I haven't seen that list yet, and I'm sure that he can pay his bills. So, and I'm sure he's not in charge of paying his bills. So whoever his accountant is or accountants are, he probably ought to just say, hey, you know what? It's time to get going on paying those bills, and I'm sure those can be paid.
Well, and my response to this is this. We're really going to have the mainstream press beat up Donald Trump because, hey, some bills haven't been paid while, you know, Hillary gets a pass on Benghazi and on a private email server. And, I mean, it goes on. But it gets worse because while the mainstream press is attacking Trump over so-called unpaid bills, there's a headline that says how conservatives plan to shut down Trump. The GOP and conservatives plan to shut down Trump with a convention rules change, says Martin Prillis with IJ Review. Are they just going to change the rules and shut him down? So it's kind of interesting. They've got everybody really attacking Donald Trump. Is Hillary going to get a victory over this? Do you think, Sheriff?
Well, I think most of the time that the Republicans have been going after him, it has helped him. And it endears me to him. And I will tell you, it makes me almost want to vote for it. And I'll tell you, frankly, the Mitt Romneys and the Paul Ryans and the senator in North Carolina? Can't remember his name. Who cares? But anyway, all those mainstream Republicans going after him.
Dude's name is Lindsey Graham, right?
Yeah, Lindsey Graham, yeah. That just makes me like him all the more. And if the establishment on both sides, Democrats and Republicans, is so vehemently against him and obsessed against him, then that makes me think, man, he must be really a good guy. And it does get me close to voting for him.
Well, and you're in good company because Joe the Plumber's back. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Heck yeah.
I met him once.
You know his real name isn't Joe the Plumber, right?
No, of course.
It's Samuel Joseph Wurzelbacher. Yeah. And Joseph Wurzelbacher, Samuel Joseph Wurzelbacher, Joe the Plumber, he's going to vote for, well, the Donald for president. So you're with Plumber Joe, or Joe the Plumber.
Yeah, and I think that's been part of Trump's appeal, is that the establishment is against him, and he's the non-establishment candidate, and he's not a lying politician because he hasn't even been a politician before. And, I don't have a lot of faith that he's going to do what he said he's going to do. I just don't think he can do it, and He worries me a great deal, but at the same time, I like him because he's non-establishment, and I've been wanting to shove it in the face of the establishment Republicans for a long time, and he gives us the opportunity to do just that.
All right, so have you been able to try to request and obtain a meeting? I mean, the leader of the CSPOA needs to go to the Trump Tower and say, Don, we need to talk, my friend.
You know, I've actually wanted to do that, and I just might put that on the list. In fact, I can get Donald's contact people very easily from Sheriff Arpaio, and I need to have a meeting with Sheriff Arpaio next week anyway, so maybe I'll kill two birds with one stone, as they say.
Yeah, I think you need to sit down with Donald and talk about, you know, some of these real issues that matter. And David A. Clark Jr. might be a good person to put on the staff of Donald.
That's what I wanted to talk to him about. Yeah, I would actually recommend that he consider Sheriff Clark for vice president. Not just a cabinet position, but actually vice president.
That would be a good opportunity, a good thing. It would basically unite Democrats and Republicans, too.
I mean, look what you get. Look what he gets. One, it would help him win Wisconsin, which he absolutely must do. And two, I think it would strengthen the minority vote in lots of different areas, but especially with blacks. And he also would solidify a lot more law enforcement votes.
It would shut down the race lies, too, wouldn't it?
Yes, it sure would.
All right, either that or Pat Buchanan might be a good pick, too, although I think he's planning to pick your favorite buddy, Newt Gingrich.
Yeah, I think Newt, I think we're going to be surprised with the pick.
There was a report on that, Sam, that basically some – remember that Adelson guy?
Adelson, Vegas.
Adelson,
big rich
guy. In Vegas. He had offered Trump, $100 million, and then he was going to throw in an extra couple hundred million if he would – pick Newt, and the report was that there's no no go on the Newtster. So
well, I pray that's true.
Yeah, anyway, yeah, I'll look it up and see if I can get more details, but that's what I heard.
Do you think he could pick me? I think it would kind of be nice to run against Hillary. Is there anything stopping a former president from being a vice president on the opposite ticket? I was kind of thinking that would shake things up a little bit, you know. Think that'll work, Sheriff? What if the Donald picks Bill?
Well,
they're great friends, you know.
Yeah, I'm kind of thinking that won't happen, but I thought.
What if Donald picks Hillary and just says we don't need an election anymore? The two presumptive nominees united the parties. We're the great uniters, and we got her done. Pick Hillary, and you don't even need an election now, sir.
Well, let's take your facetious suggestion. And let's take it to a realistic one, having picked Bernie Sanders.
All right, let's have a quick pause, ladies and gentlemen. Sam and Kurt on your radio. The good sheriff, Sheriff Richard Mack in Texas, helping constitutional candidates in their bid for sheriff across the country. The Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. Become a member today, CSPOA.org. Hard-hitting radio in seconds.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg. A report from the Senate Judiciary Committee finds that FBI employees enjoy no legal protection for making reports of wrongdoing to supervisors or others in their chain of command. 2 years ago, the Justice Department refused to enact key whistleblower protection reforms. The Bureau's current internal accountability system allows for summary dismissal of whistleblower complaints and does not provide for independent review. Legislation currently before the Senate would provide FBI whistleblowers with a legal avenue for judicial review of their claims. You are listening to LibertyNewsDaily.com. Brian Pagliano, who was employed by former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton as an IT aide, has asked U.S. District Court Judge Emmett Sullivan to keep his immunity agreement with the Justice Department under seal. Pagliano, who faces a lengthy deposition in a lawsuit filed by the public interest group Judicial Watch, also intends to exercise his Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination. In other news, Anders Kompass, former director of field operations for the UN Human Rights Office, has resigned to protest the complete impunity of officials responsible for the rape of children by peacekeeping troops in Africa. In an interview with the humanitarian news agency IRIN, Kompass condemned the lack of accountability, quote, for those who have been found to have, in various degrees, abused their authority, together with the unwillingness of the hierarchy to express any regrets for the way they have acted toward me. For the news the networks refuse to use, turn to LibertyNewsDaily.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Let's see, about 4 years ago, here's Donald.
Hillary Clinton, I think, is a terrific woman. I mean, I'm a little biased because I've known her for years. I live in New York, she lives in New York, and I've known her and her husband for years, and I really like them both a lot. And I think she really works hard, and I think she, again, she's given an agenda that's not all of her, but I think she really works hard, and I think she does a good job, and I like her.
Do you think that she says she's out at the end of this term? You think we're going to see her again running for office?
I think so. I think, you know, assuming she's healthy, which I hope she will be, I think she probably runs after the next 4 years, I would imagine.
You support her?
I don't want to get into this because I'll get myself into trouble. But
that's why
like
I asked
her.
You to see if we get into trouble.
I just like her. I like her, and I like her husband. Her husband made a speech on Monday at Mar-a-Lago, and it was very well received. And he's a really good guy, and she's a really good person and woman.
There you have it. So I don't see why he doesn't just pick her. Just think what it would solve. Everything would be done, Sheriff.
Well, I think it, given other circumstances, they probably would work together, you know. I don't think they're as good of friends as he's saying. I think that they knew each other, and he went to some of their fundraisers, obviously. But I really do believe he should consider Bernie, because I believe, without question, if she picks Bernie Sanders, I believe the race is over. I believe she'll win. I don't think there's any way she could lose unless she gets in some serious hot water, worse than she is now, obviously. But she'd have to get indicted before November.
What happens if they arrest Hillary over emails and the Donald over the university? And hey, now we need two presumptive nominees.
I don't think he can get arrested for that. But I think he can get some civil problems with it, but I don't think he can get criminal problems with it. But also, I've actually brought that up before, which would really help Gary Johnson big time, the Libertarian candidate, who is a friend of mine.
But he's a nut. He picked a globalist for a VP.
I don't know why he picked him for VP, and I can't believe that the Libertarian Party let that one go. I really don't.
I totally agree with that. All right, Kurt does have the headline now. Report: Trump refused $200 million to pick Gingrich as VP. The establishment tries to control the Donald through VP pick and fails. All right, Kurt, there you go.
Yeah, the InfoWars guys had the piece. Donald Trump, that's what he did. I mean, he's offered $200 million in donations to take the Nudster. I guess after he refused it, well, Newt came out swinging, I guess. He was talking about the whole La Raza thing, and he says, I don't know what Trump's reasoning was, and I don't care, you know. But, I mean, and later in the article, you get the whole story about how Reagan was forced to take George Bush as his VP and then nearly assassinated after only serving 69 days in office, where the establishment wanted you know, the VP there. And the InfoWars piece says if Reagan died in the attack, the elite would have taken back the Oval Office. But even though Reagan survived, the establishment still gained influence over him, with the VP, President Bush, serving as a constant reminder to stay in line.
There you go. Anyway. Time will tell what will happen with that. You know, I don't know if the Trump will pick Bernie Sanders, although I just can't imagine Trump picking a socialist like Bernie. Nevertheless, if Bernie and Hillary do, you know, team up, that could create a problem. The question becomes, who would be the best person for the Donald to pick? And that's kind of really the question. We're going to know pretty soon, though, because he's got to, is he going to announce it at the Republican convention? Some say he'll do that. Others say, no, he'll do it beforehand. What do you think, Kurt?
I think it'll be during the convention because it'd be a big draw. And, you know, you might even have that right at the last, you know, and you do your whole cabinet, your all your team, if you will, and, you know, and make it a big media event. He knows how to do that.
Who would be the biggest pick you think he could pick, Sheriff, and do you think he'll do it at the convention or before?
I think he will not do it before. And I think the biggest splash would be Mitt Romney.
All right, you think he'll pick Mitt Romney, huh?
No, he will not.
Oh, he will not pick Mitt.
That would be the biggest splash. I still look, though, for the Republican. If they do not do as you suggested.
Back away from your phone just a teeny bit and continue.
Okay. If they do what you suggested, and that is they change the rules and try to backdoor the Donald, and hit him with a big surprise, and they try to get somebody else in there. If they don't do that, then the Republican Party, I believe, will have a lot of these biggies who have complained and criticized Trump, including Mitt Romney, which would be a big stretch. They will go on stage and say, I was wrong. This is the man. And so you'll get Paul Ryan to do that, and you'll get Romney to do that, and Lindsey Graham, and all of these other guys who've been crying and whining. Kasich will do it. And if they don't replace Donald, then that is what they're going to do. And I think it'll be a huge story. It'll be the huge impact that we're united. We're getting behind the Donald. He is the man.
I don't think they'll pull off a coup. I think they want to. They'd love a coup d'etat, but I don't think they can get it done. There's just too much support for the Donald, and I'm afraid. Now, I don't endorse this in any way. Let's make that very clear. But I'm afraid there will be literal violence and rioting in the streets and everything else if the Donald is given the slip via the back door. I don't think they'll do it. I think they want to, and they're hoping for a way, but I don't think they will.
No, I agree with you. I think it'd be a disaster for the Republican Party, and I think there would be riots. And
in fact, I think the Republican Party may never survive as a party if they do that.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree with that. And I think for the Republicans to survive, I think they're all going to come together and support him and apologize and kiss and make up, and it'll be the biggest story of the convention. Because sooner or later, you know they're going to have to.
And that's right. Do you think that Hillary can beat Trump, or do you think Trump can beat Hillary? They both got a lot of skeletons. They both got a lot of scandals. I know that on one hand you'd say, you know what, Donald can handily beat Hillary. And I agree with that statement, except for when the mainstream press is in the tank for Hillary. I'm telling you right now, he who owns the media makes the rules. And as big as Donald is, as good as Donald is, he's snookered the media so far, but they're going to figure it out. They're going to be able to write the stories the different way. And I'm telling you, the media can tell the story, and I don't think Donald can beat the media and Hillary together. I don't.
I've already said that I think Hillary's going to win.
Hey, that sounds so fantastic. I'm just getting excited already. I can have balls in the White House. It just doesn't get any better than this. Before, last time I had to work. This time I got nothing but time on my hand. This is just phenomenal. Hillary will be all tied up in all them war room meetings and everything. It just doesn't get better than this. There's going to be interns everywhere, Richard.
Well, I think he'll win Florida, but I don't think he'll win Pennsylvania. I doubt, unless Kasich really turns, he will not win Ohio. And
think he's going to win New York?
He will not win New York.
You don't think he'll win New York, okay?
No way.
Because you know his son-in-law is a big old insider that owns the, what's that New York newspaper, Kurt?
New York Observer, I think.
Donald's son-in-law owns the New York Observer. You know that, right?
Never even heard of it.
Yeah, it's a big newspaper in New York, buddy. You're just not in the tabloid circles.
It's a weekly.
I'll have to go check out New York again and see if I can see the Observer while I'm there.
Yeah.
That gives me another excuse to go to New York. Good.
Darn right. I got to take me and Kurt with you, though, too. I think we need to go to the Trump Tower and just say, listen, we want to speak to the Donald.
Sup, dog?
Yep. I'm all for it.
Donnie, this here's Kurt Crosby. He has a word. He'd like a word, please.
Howdy.
All right. By the way, don't worry, though. We got to go to hard-hitting news now. This next headline will knock your socks off. Bottled water is soon to be the most popular drink, my friends.
Over what?
Everything.
Well, what's number one now? Coca-Cola?
Coffee.
Oh, coffee.
Would you like to go get a coffee? No. I'm just telling you, water's going to be number one, buddy. Everybody loves what water's the health movement's kicking in, buddy. And bottled water to be the most popular drink. Isn't that hard-hitting?
It's one of my least favorite. Because I find bottled water or water, period, just so boring. I don't like it with meals at all. And my daughter, Lucy, of course, gets after me for not drinking enough water. But, man, I really prefer lemonade or...
All right, I'm going to have the health czar for Liberty Roundtable Live, Kurt Crosby, bust out and open a can in seconds. Next segment on Richard for not drinking water. Hold on. We'll do it all in seconds, ladies and gentlemen. Then we're going to find out where Richard's going after Texas. We got a lot to talk about. This is Liberty Roundtable Live on your favorite News the Networks Refuse to Use radio station. Check out CSPOA.org.
If you're at all like me, you have a tough time remembering appointments and events. But ladies and gentlemen, I have the answer. It's a premier service on the internet called Memo to Me. It's free. You ought to try it. Now I never miss the honey-do items from my wife or the important business meetings. They have strict privacy protection. That means they will release your email address to no one ever. You will not get spam because of Memo to Me. Unmatched dependability. Ladies and gentlemen, these folks have been around since 1998, and they are absolutely up online all the time to send you your reminders and appointments. They have rock-solid reliability. They have 5 redundant internet connections, diesel-powered generators backing up the system. I'm telling you, Memo to Me is the premier reminder service on the internet. It's free. You got to give it a try. And, oh, by the way, if you're not available at your computer to get your email reminders, they can even send a reminder to your cell phone or pager. I use MemoToMe.com daily and highly recommend it to you. MemoToMe.com. Memo to Me.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
I hope Donald Trump doesn't pick Monica Lewinsky. I'm just saying, that would be a bad VP pick, you know? But Hillary says they've now unleashed the village on the Donald. And the Donald fires back and says, I'm going to tell all about Hillary. And Ivanka Trump, or whatever Trump's daughter, winces as it happens and whispers in his ear, don't do it, Dad. Don't do it. And so the real question is, I submit to you that the media and Hillary will beat Donald hands down unless the Donald absolutely goes on the offensive and tells the truth about the Clintons with documentation in no uncertain terms to the point where it cannot be denied, taking the mainstream press out of the game. If Donald backsteps, if Donald backtracks, if Donald equivocates, apologizes, if he doesn't get it done, he'll lose. But is he really going to bring out the drug running by Bill and Hillary? Is he really going to bring out the details about Vince Foster's death? Is he really going to take off the gloves? Or is it just going to be a within fair bounds fight kind of an idea? That's what I think will really tell the tale, Sheriff.
Yeah, I've wondered that very same thing. And when they said that he was going to come out with the gloves off and really go after the Hillary and the Clintons, I thought, well, maybe he really will get into the Vince Foster and drug running out of Arkansas. So I think it'd be great. Also, by the way, big news, it just happened during the break. Mark Cuban, billionaire owner of the Dallas Mavericks, has said that he would be willing to be vice president for either candidate.
Yeah, that's a guy with convictions.
Yeah.
Not
for either candidate.
Wow. All right. Now, the real question is this.
But he's got like a billion reasons to pick him.
Good point.
Yeah, no,
that's a great point, Kurt.
Yeah.
Now, is Donald Trump running a false flag campaign to help his friend Hillary get elected, do you think?
That's come up before, and I kind of doubt it. I just don't think they're that close, and I don't think he ever really was. I think they've had some financial relationships, but I don't think it was any big deal, really, that he's not losing a good friend or somebody he was really close with. I just don't think that. I think that's a lot to go through and a lot of expenses to go through for something like that, and I really don't think he believes in her as a politician. I just really don't think he does. I think he's out for a business.
So you think the Trump's in it for reals?
Well, yeah. I really do. I think his ego is such that he would love to be a winner on that sort of thing. But I don't believe he supports Hillary as helping his business, and that's one key issue with him. Yeah. She's not going to help his business.
Well, I hope that's not true, but I'm convinced they're way better friends than we think. And it turns out that even Trump and Hillary's daughter are good friends. And what I find fascinating about this is we don't even know if Chelsea is Bill's daughter. As far as we understand, many people say that it's Webb Hubble's daughter. Is the Donald going to start demanding a DNA test?
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool. I actually heard that it was Janet Reno's daughter.
Well, Janet Reno, all right, there's all, I don't even know how to think about this. I'm kind of thinking.
Oh, boy.
Okay. So it might be Bill and Janet's daughter, not really Webb and Bill's. I mean, wait a minute.
there's a pretty big, Dolly Kyle, Bill's longtime lover or whatever from back in the Hillary days.
You quit picking on Dolly. I gave her a special stipend. She's set for life. Now, would you leave her alone?
Well, she's got a whopper book that WorldNet Daily just released on the whole Hillary the Other Woman. The Hillary the Other Woman. I mean, it's
no drugs or money for you anymore, ma'am. I'm
Dolly Kyle knows what she's talking about. Wow.
Yeah.
Lots to read lately, huh?
All right, where are you going next after Texas, Sheriff, and what are the most important things you're working on, sir?
Well, it's to help more candidates all across the country, as you mentioned, and we'll be in Missouri doing that next week. And then right before the 4th of July, we're going back to Texas again. We've got a lot of good possibilities in Texas. We really, everybody in the country needs to get behind Kirk Launius in Dallas County. He has a legitimate chance to win there. It would be the biggest county where we would have a solid CSPOA constitutional sheriff. And you know as well as I do how solid he is on the Constitution. And now that he's going just one person against the Democrat, very extreme liberal there, I mean just extremist liberal there, and a Barack Obama hitman in Lupe Valdez there, this is a huge opportunity, and yes, every freedom-loving American, everybody interested in the constitutional sheriff movement absolutely needs to get behind him, help him raise money, and, he's going to need boots on the ground, people going door-to-door for him and really having at it there, so it's really vital, and we're spending a lot of time on candidates, and this is a fantastic push that we've had with the CSPOA. So, yeah, Missouri next week, Texas again, and then 4th of July in Utah. And we've got some meetings there with Sheriff Tracy planned. And we're really looking forward to spending the next several months getting sheriffs elected who will stand for freedom and carry the CSPOA banner with them into their office.
All right, sounds fantastic. Kurt, we've got a homeschooling event tomorrow. Liberty News Radio, Liberty News Daily will be there tomorrow with a booth. So we'd love to meet and greet y'all in Salt Lake City there for that homeschooling event. Kurt's got the details.
Yep, it's the 35th annual convention, basically. This Utah Home Education Association is putting it on. It's at the Southtown Convention Expo Center there. They've got workshops all day, big keynote speaker and opening ceremonies. The guy, this keynote speaker is a big hotshot PhD guy who basically had a whole bunch of homeschoolers as students and basically came on board after seeing how they worked. He even says he expects homeschoolers to become the true leaders of their generation. Anyway, just pretty interesting stuff going on. And, of course, we're good supporters of the homeschoolers, have been for years.
And who is that,
of course,
keynote?
Been homeschooling. The guy's name is Dr. Weil, W-I-L-E.
Dr. Weil, available tomorrow in Salt Lake City at the Southtown Expo Center. Where's the website people can learn more, Kurt?
UHEA.org.
UHEA.org.
Yeah.
All right. Got that out of the way. So, Sheriff, there's a lot of initiatives going on. The CSPOA has redone their website, CSPOA.org. It looks nice. There's a great, simple way to sign up. The right documents are there for you to learn and for you to vet your sheriffs, for you to really vet the candidates and find out kind of where they stand and decide who to back and who to support. And then you guys are available up to get everywhere and help people out, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And, by the way, I was actually the keynote speaker at that homeschool association back in Utah. And I think it was at BYU then. I think that's where they held it. I might be wrong. But anyway, close to there. And that was about six 16, 17 years ago, I think. But, yeah. So, yes, we need everybody involved in this. And look at the work we're doing. We just went through weeks and weeks of work that we've been doing on the sheriff movement. And we're doing this. And we need everybody to get involved with this. We can't do this alone. We can't fund it alone. And so we need everybody to become members. Just become a member. Become a life member. And help us in this holy cause of liberty. In fact, if the race between Hillary and Trump doesn't convince you that we need to go someplace else, not Washington, D.C., not another election, it's taking back America county by county and sheriff by sheriff.
By the way, when are you moving to Utah, my friend? There's a headline that says, Utah economy gets high marks for investment, workforce, and infrastructure. Salt Lake City has the best economy in the country, sir.
As soon as my daughter Lucy and my son-in-law Jordan will give us a little condo there, then we'll do it.
Wait a minute. They got to buy you a condo?
Why not? They got the money.
That's a pretty good gift from a daughter's. Hey, Dad, you know.
Well, she wants babysitters, you know, so it just...
That's right. Yeah, no. That's right. Good point.
That's a quid pro quo.
Well, you could even move around from house to house, a little while at our house, a little while at Sam's, a little while at Lucy's. I mean, you know, you could just be a mobile unit.
What you got to do is just move into Lucy's and say, you know what, we're not leaving until you guys move us into a condo. That's how you do it. Just say, you know what, we're here for the duration.
Yeah, that'll teach them.
Yeah. My friend, travel safe, CSPOA.org. Ladies and gentlemen, to learn more and to get involved today, RichardMack.com for details on his books and more. He's in Texas now. Get a hold of the CSPOA.org and dial him up and tell him you got sheriffs in your area that need support. Help vet them and get a handle on it for us. Do the footwork on the ground and see if we can't come in and help your candidates. We're looking for constitutional people is what we're after, folks. It's not about left, right, or any of that garbage. It's about good, honest, wise servants of the Republic who are willing to stand on the principles of the Constitution. Thank you, Sheriff.
Hey, thank you, guys. See you soon.
CSPOA.org. There you go. LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com, LibertyNewsDaily.com are our websites, Kurt. Would also like to thank the Power Mall, PowerMall.com. Would also like to thank Give Me Liberty Fund, GiveMeLibertyFund.com. We declare we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, this nation shall endure.